The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, podcast family? How's everybody doing today? I am doing awesome. And we have started so many different things on this podcast, one being the fitness challenges and Fitness Friday, Physical Friday, I should say. And we're getting a lot of good response from that. We've done a number of these challenges where we did 10,000 push-ups 1 month, we did 3,000 pull-ups 1 month, and that has really gotten a lot of people interested in improving their fitness, because if you improve your fitness, you're going to improve your performance in the outdoors. And I've been getting a lot of emails from some of the new listeners. We're picking up new listeners all the time. The podcast is growing very, very quickly, which I'm very excited about. And some of the emails that I've been getting from some of the new listeners are kind of associated with, how do you start this road to fitness? Like, some of the things that you're talking about, 10,000 push-ups in a month, there's no possible way that I'm ready for that. And that's fine. Nobody, you know, these are challenges. While we were doing the 10,000 push-up challenge, we also had a 5,000 push-up challenge and a 1,000 push-up challenge for people that weren't quite ready for the 10,000. So what we're going to talk about today is how I talk to people about the road to fitness. And I really think that there are four things to key on. One being consistency. The second being accuracy. Third, intensity. And fourth, recovery. And those are the things that I key on and I encourage other people to key on. So let's talk about that really quickly. And we're going to have an individual episode devoted to each one of these. So consistency is basically making sure that you are doing this on a regular schedule. Accuracy is making sure that you're paying attention to all of the movements that you're doing and doing them to the very best of your ability. You're not cheating anything. Intensity, you're adding weight. You're doing it faster. You're going further. You're going longer. That's intensity. And then recovery. What are the things that we can do to recover quickly so that we can get back to training and continue to make progress as opposed to not making progress? So today is consistency. Consistency, in my opinion, is maybe the most important as you first get started. Well, you know what? Not even as you first get started. Consistency is one of the most important things throughout your road to fitness. Now, whether you are training for a marathon or some sort of CrossFit competition or a Spartan race or anything, your consistency in your training is going to determine a lot of your success or failures down the road, a lot of how much you improve and how quickly. Now, what I consider to be consistency is how often you are going in relation to the schedule that you have set. So if you're just getting started on your fitness journey, maybe it's not important that you are going every single day. Maybe you're not ready for that, and that's fine. But what you need to do, what we all need to do, is determine a schedule for our fitness and then stick to it. And that schedule can be based upon lots of factors: your family life at home, your current fitness level, what you're ready for. It can be just simply the amount of time that you have available during the week to exercise. So what I suggest, and what has worked for me and what has worked for a lot of people that I have helped, is that you sit down and you think about your goals. You want to lose 30 pounds. You want to put 30 pounds on your deadlift. You want to get faster. You want to run a marathon. Whatever your goals are, doesn't really matter. You need to set forth a plan of how you're going to get there. You're going to lose 30 pounds. Okay, what are you willing to do to do that? I'm going to work out 3 times a week for an hour each one of those. Okay, awesome. That sounds perfect. That's a great starting point. Work out 3 times a week for 1 hour. All right. Now, how are you going to make that happen? Is it enough just to say it and then actually gets done? Very rarely. This is where a lot of people get off track. They want to do it. They have the motivation to do it, but they're missing one point right here, and that is scheduling it. And when it comes to scheduling it, if you're a bachelor and this decision is only your decision to make, great. Just do it however you want to do it. You want to exercise in the morning, you want to exercise in the evening, whatever. But if you're a family guy, you need to, this decision that you're making needs to be a life enhancer, not a relationship ender. And so I strongly encourage you to talk to your wife, talk to your kids, talk to everyone in the family and say, listen, I've kind of let it go a little bit. It's very important for me to start exercising. I want to lose 30 pounds and I feel like I can get there if I watch my diet, if I start this nutrition plan and I exercise 3 times a week. Let's talk about what time of the day it would be best for me to exercise 3 times a week for an hour so that I'm not taking away time from the family, but I'm adding to my health. I'm enhancing my health. Therefore, I can be a better leader for this family. Therefore, I can be a better dad or better role model for the kids, better at everything, better in business, better husband, better everything. When you do it like that, your wife may say, well, you know, on Wednesdays we have, there's usually a soccer practice that you like to go to, or that's when, you know, the PTA meeting is. So that wouldn't be a good day. Whatever, you continue to talk about it. In my own life, I have found that there is not a good time. There's not a good time at all. Every afternoon is full of activities when you have little kids. My kids, today's my son's 21st birthday, so don't have little kids anymore. But at one point, you know, when you're trying to do this, it's tough to find the time to exercise. So what I did was to create the time, to create the time by exercising early in the morning. So if I'm leaving the dock at 5, I was getting up at 3:30 and exercising because that was my time. And if I didn't do it in the morning, it was not going to get done. And I tried many times to, you know, figure out how to get it done. Going at 3:30 is kind of extreme. I don't really suggest that. But the point is, if that's the only time that you have to get it in, then that's when you do it. When you do it in the morning, no one else is up. You're not taking away time from the family. That's your time. You can do it. Now, you could also say, I'm fine with putting the kids to bed and then exercising. And if that works with you and your wife's schedule, awesome. But that's a huge part of this, is to find a time where you're going to enhance your life, not end your relationship. So that's one. Another thing to do to make it to become more consistent or completely consistent with your goals is to make it fun. First of all, if you want to do something, it's a lot easier to carve out the time in your schedule than if you feel this drudgery of having to do it. So how do you want to go on a fitness journey? Some people think, man, that just sounds horrible already. Well, what if you love to play tennis? Well, how about playing tennis? What if you love to swim? Well, swimming, great. Do something that you like to do. What if you like to be with your friends? Create a group where you can all do something together, a running group, some sort of exercise group where you're with your friends, you're getting a couple of things accomplished all at once. Make it fun. Do something that you like. Don't worry about the things that you don't like. If you really just cannot stand a run, you don't have to run to be in good shape. You do not have to run to be a lot better off in your physical health than you are currently. So do something that's fun. Another thing that you can do is to find accountability partners. Like, find somebody else that has the same kind of goals. Talk about it with them. Talk about it with their families. And then you guys hold each other accountable. If you're not, if you start skipping, he's going to hold you accountable or she's going to hold you accountable. That makes a big difference. Having a group of people that you exercise with is also very, very important. You can really develop that consistency, and you start to develop a habit, like the book that we read, Atomic Habits by James Clear. A lot of the things, you know, a lot of the ways to create successful habits is to do exactly that, to create this habit that you actually like, to where it's easier to do it than it is not to do it. That's where the accountability partner comes in. It's easier just to go to the workout than to have to field all these text messages of, are you sick? Are you okay? I missed you this morning. I don't know where you are. You told me to text you like this if you ever missed anything, you know. So now you're thinking about skipping the workout, but you know if you do, you're going to hear about it for the rest of the day, because that's what you've set up. You've set up this situation to where your people are going to hold you accountable. Your accountability partner doesn't necessarily have to be in person these days. You could have accountability partner on the other side of the world where, you know, it's your friend from high school or whatever. You both kind of get back together and start talking about your fitness goals, and he's going to do it on one side of the world. You're going to do it on the other. You communicate through Zoom or email or Skype or whatever you choose to communicate through, and you can hold each other accountable that way. You can share your results. You can come up with workouts together. It doesn't have to be in person. And with coronavirus and COVID, we've learned that you do not have to do this in person. And in a lot of places and times, we have not been allowed to do it in person. So having an accountability partner somewhere else, a virtual accountability partner, may be a really good thing right now. And then you hold each other accountable. You're both progressing towards your goals, and you're doing it in a way that you like, that you enjoy. And that will create consistency. So if your goal is 3 times a week, stick to that 3 times a week. Stick to it. Don't deviate from it. If you have to deviate from it, you got to have a backup plan. We've talked a number of times about a deck of cards workout. A deck of cards workout is very, very simple. You can go back to, we'll put it in the show notes about the different decks of cards workouts. And all you need is a deck of cards. You make one suit, push-ups, one sit-ups, one squats, and one burpees or something like that. And if you just cannot get to the gym, you've always got that deck of cards. You can always do that, and you get something in, right? So it's always good to have something in your back pocket like that, to where you know you could go run 3 miles, or you know you could do a deck of cards, or you know you could do some workout that you can basically do anywhere without any equipment. So worst case scenario, you could hit that before you go to bed, right? So that's consistency. Consistency is setting up your schedule so that you are going to get this done. Setting up things like accountability partners that make it harder to miss the workout, make it easier to do it than it is to miss it, right? That is very, very important. And then finally, do something that you really like. If you really like it, or you really like the people that you're doing it with, you're going to be more likely to continue to do it. And there's only one way to fitness, man. That is continuing to do something. It takes a while. It takes some patience, but it takes consistency. So that's this week. Consistency. Develop that consistency. Set your schedule. Get it done. Get it done. Don't deviate. All right. Next week, we're going to talk about accuracy. All right. Thanks. See you.
Spend your Saturdays with Life on the Water. Join Captain Brandon Simmons for fishing, diving, travel, and so much more.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Oh, look at that thing, dude.
Wow. Oh. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into today.
Don't miss Life on the Water every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. the destination for outdoor entertainment. Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.